Petula Martin is here with Friday's business news.
Thanks, Anya. Operating profit at Aer Lingus was €205 million for 2024, down from €225 million the previous year. The business was impacted by both industrial action and an increase in transatlantic competitor capacity. But Q4 saw a strong performance, delivering a €56.7 million operating profit, an improvement on the same quarter in 2023. Aer Lingus served 11 million passengers last year, an almost 3% increase compared to the previous year. We're joined by Aer Lingus CEO Lynn Embleton on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
Would operating profit have been higher last year had there not been a pilot strike?
Yeah, we saw in the summer, the summer results were impacted by the industrial action. But what I think we see here is momentum in the business. If we exclude the industrial action, we were up on 2023 quite significantly. And in particular, as you mentioned there, really, really strong quarter four. Bookings were coming in really well. And we've extended our network into the winter with new summer sun routes to Marrakesh and Malta and Seville and the big one to Las Vegas. So the momentum behind these results is very strong.
You said last year that you expected the cost of industrial action by pilots to be around €55 million. Did that end up being the case, or was it more?
No, that was the direct impact of the industrial action over the summer. We did see some impact on bookings, but as we say, once the industrial action went behind us, we saw a real momentum in the bookings, and we finished the year strongly.
Was the cost of the strike passed on to customers?
No, not at all. The fares and the fares we've had in the market has been very competitive. As you mentioned earlier, there's been a lot of capacity come into the market, particularly on the North Atlantic. And we've therefore been competing strongly, as we always do. This is a very competitive market that we're in. But you see the impact in the financial results.
Cabin crew and ground staff are also looking for pay increases. Is there any danger of more industrial unrest this summer?
No, we're absolutely business as usual in the organisation. We're having constructive conversations with all of our unions about change as usual. The pay agreement with our cabin crew and our ground staff goes through to the end of 2025. So in due course, we'll be starting conversations with them.
And will they get a pay increase?
They'll absolutely get a pay increase, yes.
OK. The passenger cap at Dublin Airport, it got lots of headlines over the past year or so. The High Court has referred questions about the cap on passengers at Dublin Airport to the Court of Justice of the European Union for determination. It's also granted a stay to Aer Lingus and other airlines against a decision by the Irish Aviation Authority to impose a passenger cap this summer. Does that mean you won't have to reduce capacity over the summer months?
No, we've actually got growth plans in for this summer. We've got new routes to Indianapolis, to Nashville, and more frequencies across the network. So at the moment, the passenger cap has to stay. But the important thing here is it's temporary, and we do need a permanent resolution to this issue. It's well established that the value of aviation to the economy and to jobs is well understood now, and this passenger cap needs to be resolved on a permanent basis. Now, I was pleased to see that this issue was raised and mentioned in the programme for government. I was pleased to hear the Taoiseach's comments this week that the government intend to get this resolved, and it absolutely needs to be so quickly. I think the other planning issue, though, that has got the potential to be even more damaging than the passenger cap is the imminent decision on night noise at the airport.
Why?
So, well, we've built the idea that we've built a new runway costing over €300 million, and yet there's a consultation to reduce the number of prime time movements down from 110 on average per night to just over 30, would have a devastating impact on the operating of the hub, the timing of flights for business travel, and indeed our ability as an airline to drive efficiency out of the aircraft assets. So this is a topic which is still not resolved. It's not as prominent in people's minds as the passenger cap, but it is one that is quite critical to functioning national infrastructure at the airport.
And how would you like to see it resolved?
We'd like to make sure that all parties understand the issues here at stake, and that the decision is taken with real care and consideration. And I think it is something that the government should take a look at as well.
Now, you spoke about your growth plans. How does Aer Lingus' growth plans sit with sustainability? What is the airline doing to reduce its carbon footprint?
So we've, IAG as a group, and Aer Lingus for sure, has been very committed to reducing our carbon footprint. We see this in several ways. The first thing, of course, is aircraft. Aircraft are getting more fuel efficient, also quieter, and we're bringing new aircraft into the fleet, which can reduce the cost of the carbon footprint by more than 20%, reduces noise by 50%. So as we bring those new aircraft into the fleet, we see a reduction in our carbon footprint. But we need to get to carbon net zero. We've got plans, importantly, around sustainable aviation fuel. In 2024, we increased our use of sustainable aviation fuel significantly on the year before. We've got more in the pipeline. And as a group, we've committed to be 10% sustainable aviation fuel by 2030.
OK, we leave it there. Lynn Embleton, Aer Lingus CEO, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.